Are you ready?
You are listening to Digital Pratik's podcast, where you're going to learn digital marketing for free every single day. I keep on learning every single day something new. I keep on applying that something new which I have learned in my life, and I'll keep on sharing that something new which I have learned and applied, and maybe I got some awesome results. How you can make yourself feel better about any subject in your life. Now, there is a key to play. There is one certain way you can make yourself feel better about any subject in your life, and that is to create games with your imagination and just play it out. Play is fun, and so when you play, you feel really, really very good. At some point, we stopped playing and having fun like we did as children, with the result that as we become adults, we become more serious about life. But seriousness brings serious circumstances into your life. Now, I'm not telling that you should not be serious about your career, your life. You should, definitely you should. But you should balance your life with some fun part as well, along with your seriousness about your career. So when you play games and when you play and have fun, you feel really good, and voila, really good circumstances come into your life. Life is supposed to be fun. Fun with the law of attraction, invent games with your imagination, because the law of attraction doesn't know or care if you are imagining and playing or if it is real. Whatever you give in imagination and feeling consistently will become definitely a real thing in your life. So how do you play that? Alright, you do the same thing as you did when you were a child, and you used to imagine to create some making believe games. So let's imagine you are a cyclist and you want to become the best cyclist in the world, and you want to win some games. So your training is going well and you have your dream to your sights, but you are diagnosed with a disease and given a 40% chance to survive. Now, while having treatment, you imagine you are riding in the tournament and it is the race of your life. You imagine the medical staff is your training team, giving you feedback at every checkpoint. Each and every day, you imagine you are racing in time real, and your time is getting better and better and better. You win the race with your medical team and you overcome the disease. So another example is, let's say you want to have the best built body in the world, and you also want to become a famous actor in America. You live in a tiny village in Europe and come from a family that has struggled financially, but still you imagine your dreams. You use a picture of a hero to sculpt your body, and you imagine winning the European title for the best built body. You win this title 7 different times, and this is like then it is a time to become a famous actor. So you travel to America, but no one believes you are actor material, and they give you all the reasons why you'll never achieve your dreams. But you have imagined being a success and famous actor, and you can feel the success, you can taste it, and you know it will happen. This is what exactly Arnold did when he won Mr. Olympia 7 times and then became one of the biggest names in Hollywood. So imagine you want to be a great inventor and just invent your life the way you want. And that's it. I hope you had some insights, and do play games in your life. With that being said, this is Digital Pratik, your podcast host, signing off. I'll see you later.